Mini episode 897 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 897 and our preview of NFL Week 8. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 10-3-2 last week, yet weirdly 1-2 on my big three and 0-1 on my lock pick, bringing me to 54-49-3, 11-10, and 4-3 on the year in those categories. Six teams are on the bye this week: Jacksonville, Tennessee, Green Bay, the LA Rams, Arizona, and the New York Giants. On Thursday night, Miami comes into Baltimore, getting the standard field goal after the line opened at 2.5. Keeping in mind that it's an 8-8 league now more than ever, the Ravens need the win badly, and the Finns would be the worst 5-2 team of all time, so take the home team. In a battle of just about the best and worst of the league this year, the Sad Sack Niners come into Philly, getting 14 up from 13. San Fran has hung close in most of their losses prior to last week, while the Eagles might have something of a letdown on a short week and with the shock of losing Jason Peters, so look for the Bay Area team to crawl through the back door. In the wide-open AFC race, two old AFL squads are right in the thick of the playoff hunt. Oaktown comes to Buffalo, getting 2.5. This game could be a tiebreaker that knocks out the loser in the wildcard race in 2 months. Notwithstanding a good defense, the Bills haven't shown the kind of pass rush needed to threaten David Carr. Plus, Amari Cooper is showing a pulse again, so take the well-rested Raiders in this spot. How bad are the luckless Colts? They're getting 12 from the hapless Bengals, up from 10. Cincy only has one good win against Buffalo, but that's more than Indy's shown, so take the home squad. In the contentious NFC South, it's getting late kinda early for Tampa Bay right now, to quote the late great Yogi Berra. A season of promise may slip away if they can't get it going this week, laying 1 down from 2 to Carolina at home. Same justification here as the Baltimore pick. Tampa needs it much more, and it's hard to see the Panthers taking that big of a lead over them in the standings, so ride the home boys. New Orleans will try to avenge their loss in the 2006 NFC Championship game to the Bears at home, ironically, in the building where Chicago won Super Bowl XX. The suddenly trendy Saints are laying 10 up from 7.5 at the Open. They've been amazeballs in October in recent years, while the Bears have been dependent on getting fluky turnovers to go their way, so swallow hard and lay the number. The Chargers are also nourishing an ancient grudge, seeking to avenge their loss in the 2007 AFC Championship game when they travel to New England, getting 8.5 up from 6.5. The Patriot defense has progressed back to the mean recently in terms of expectations, which will not be good news for the Invaders from LA, so plan accordingly. One of the league's hottest rivalries erupts again when Dallas comes to D.C. in a game that opened with the Redskins laying 1.5 and now sees them getting a point. The general rule of thumb is to go against the line move when the favorite flips, so take Washington. It's North Division v. North Division on Sunday night when Pittsburgh hosts Detroit, laying 2.5 down from 3. The Steelers come in hot, and the Lions haven't been able to run as consistently as they need to win games like this, so you can't take them even coming off a bye week. On Monday night, the reeling Broncos come to KC, getting 7.5 up from 7. Clearly, the Chiefs look like the team far more able to break a two-game losing streak, so get on them here. Now for the big three. Would you have ever believed this at the start of the year? The Jets, hosting the Falcons and getting 4.5 points down from 7, have the same number of wins as their southern competitor. A turnaround for both teams is overdue. Take the ATL. On Sunday morning in London, the pathetic Browns are getting 10.5 from Minnesota, up from 7.5. Consider this, Cleveland has been this pathetic with Joe Thomas so far. It's usually a death knell to put too much certainty on these random Euro games where you throw logic out the window, but the reality of the Browns sucking is far more powerful than any logic, so proceed accordingly. For the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 8, It's Russell Wilson against maybe the next Russell Wilson when Houston travels to Seattle, getting 5.5 up from 4.5. It seems like a classic break-your-back-make-you-humble spot, trademark Iron Sheik, for Deshaun Watson as the Texans take a step backwards in the Pacific Northwest. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.